Precisely, though as you should know if you do not, the final healing of my wounds came from a Quokkan. What I meant was that a commander new to a company can see what custom has hidden.
Oh.
Where will you begin looking, Poxenarian? There are many men in the 8 kingdoms of the right age, and many still when you leave out the black-haired, dark-eyed ones who cannot be the prince.
Sire Holverek poured out mugs of sib as he spoke. They had gathered in the queen's chambers, the older lords who remembered the queen and prince and the knight commander. The elves had withdrawn, to pay their respects to the dead king in their own way, but promised to return if Pox called.
She thought a long moment, trying to feel her way into the god's will.
I think, she said, that I must begin with this sword's history. I must talk to your nephew, Eliam, see the place where he found it, and hear from him the exact wording of every message the elves sent. They told him once to give it to the one for whom it was made, as if at that time he could have done so, and it would have been right. Surely if he had, the sword would have proclaimed the prince's identity. But he did not know who the prince was. How could he? Nor did he know the power of the sword, or so Amrothlin implied. I must ask him directly. In the meantime, tell me what you remember of the young prince. Joriam, you begin.
Well, lady, I was young myself then. I may have forgot, but I remember him as a lively little lad. Going on 4 or 5 he was then, a little scrap of a boy. Had reddish, golden hair, much like his father's, but lighter, as a child's often is.
Any marks you'd know him by?
No, lady. I never tended him, you see. Just saw him about. I remember once he climbed out on a window ledge and knocked off a pot of flowers.
I remember that, broke in Sire Hamaran, chuckling. By fuck, that little rascal had nerve. Always loved to climb things. Down the flowers came, nearly hitting old First and rest his soul, and shattered on the courtyard. He couldn't have been over 3 at the time.
They sent you after him, didn't they, Joriam? Asked Sire Holverek. I remember something.
Joriam nodded, blushing.
Yes, my lord, they did. I was the closest, and lightweight, too. I've always been small. They feared the ledge might go. It was before that section was repointed. And so I started out, and I was feared, lady, of the height. And he saw it and said, Never mind, Joriam, I'll come in myself. And crawled right to me. Steady as a cat on a limb he was.
What else? Asked Pox.
You mustn't think he was spoiled,
said Sire Calvary, a bald old man with grey eyes.
Not more than any prince is. He was loved and wanted by both his parents, the pride of the palace. But his father insisted he be courteous, and he was, for such a little sprite.
Not so little, really, said Sire Holverek. For his age he was well grown. He seemed like to grow into a tall man, but I agree he was mannerly. Do you remember when his father gave him the greyhound puppy, Calvary?
Calvary shook his head, but Hamaran began chuckling again.
I do. I certainly do. That dog was the worst nuisance. Pick of the litter, indeed. Pick of mischief. He nipped everyone and must have chewed half the harness in the stables.
It made your stable boys keep the reins off the floor, said Sire Holverek. But what I was thinking of was the boy. You know how boys are with dogs. He took a stick to it one day, and I came in on the end of that lecture. 2 days later, I found him giving it word for word to some commoner's child outside the walls,